This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal about the close personal relationship between Bob Casey, the senator from Pennsylvania, senior, running for re-election, and Joe Biden, the man who always thought of himself as the third senator from Pennsylvania, now president of the United States, his decision to step aside from his campaign. Selina comments on their relationship over the years. Wonderful stories. They grew up on the same street, North Washington Avenue. Question, though, is, has Biden's exit changed the strategy, the thinking, the sentiment of Bob Casey running for re-election? It's a puzzle. Waiting to see if the move has changed the polling, has changed Mr. Casey's opinion. So far, there's been no comment, according to Selina. So here's Selina describing their relationship over the years. More of this tonight.
Absolutely. Their relationship went back to when Casey was a young man, 18, 19, 20 years old. And his father is seeking election to, I think it was his third attempt, to run for governor. Casey, his father, Bob Casey Sr., had been a statewide elected official before, had had a couple failed attempts at running for governor. But then James Carville and Paul Begala famously ran his election in the late 80s, and he became governor, and Biden would show up and endorse him. So their families have been intertwined forever and a day. And to your point, when Bob Casey Jr. became the U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, and Biden always called himself the third senator from Pennsylvania because he was always in my state, he made sure that Casey was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It's a very powerful position in a year where the Democrats had the majority in the U.S. Senate. And when the election day in 2020, you know, and that relationship has carried on for the past 20 years. And on election day in 2020, Casey was with Biden as he did a drive-through in his hometown of Scranton, drove down North Washington Avenue with Casey in the car, and Casey asked him to stop and say hello to his mother, Ellen, who has since passed. She passed last year. But there's this famous interview I did with Casey about how nervous he became that his mother wasn't sort of perfectly coiffed, because that was something that was important to her, because he gave her such little notice that Biden was going to stop by. So their relationship has always been very intimate and very intertwined.